is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. The international community today pledged another 4 years of aid for Afghanistan, despite the COVID-19 crisis, but tied its money to rights being upheld in the stuttering peace talks with the Taliban. At a global donor conference in Geneva, countries began reaffirming their commitment to propping up a country beset by violence between the Taliban and the government forces, rampant corruption, and an imminent withdrawal of U.S. troops. Donor nations meet every 4 years to pledge aid to Afghanistan, which is almost entirely reliant on foreign assistance despite years of promised reforms and attempts to grow the economy. At least 14 people were killed in central Afghanistan today when two blasts ripped through the city of Bamiyan, home to many members of the mainly Shiite Hazara ethnic minority. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the blast, and the Taliban denied their involvement.
Chair Bradshaw. Yes. Vice Chair Van
Langveld. Yes.
The sound of the Michigan Board of State canvassers certifying Michigan's votes going to Joe Biden and the president-elect is finally the president-elect.
Madam Chair. I'm Mike Rossia reporting the Biden team can finally begin the transition process. The certification of Democrat Joe Biden's win in Michigan Monday appeared to be the domino that finally pushed the Trump administration to allow the long-awaited transition process to begin. After the Michigan certification, the General Services Administration ascertained Biden is the apparent winner of the election. President Donald Trump then tweeted a recommendation for GSA and his team to cooperate on the transition while still vowing to fight the election results. The ascertainment by GSA Administrator Emily Murphy is more than a formality. It frees up funds for the transition and allows Biden's team to begin installing transition personnel at federal agencies. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is holding an event today to introduce the individuals he plans to nominate for top diplomatic and national security posts in his administration. The group includes Antony Blinken, one of Biden's closest foreign affairs advisors, as the choice for Secretary of State.
He's outstanding. Smart, gracious, a skilled diplomat, well-regarded around the world. And I know he's going to do a great job.
That, of course, the voice of the president-elect's former boss, President Barack Obama, commenting on Mr. Biden's selection so far.
The reports are that Jake Sullivan will serve as national security advisor. Wicked smart, young, energetic, and I think is going to be outstanding. So you're seeing a team develop that I have great confidence in.
Mr. Biden says he plans to nominate former Secretary of State John Kerry to a new position as Special Presidential Envoy for Climate while holding a seat on the National Security Council. Meanwhile, here in the United States, COVID remains the hot topic as it is all over the world, of course. In a teleconference, Health, Human and Services Secretary Alex Azar says the government will start shipping Regeneron Pharmaceuticals' experimental antibody drug to hospitals right away.
We expect to distribute about 30,000 doses of the Regeneron product tomorrow, with more to come in the ensuing weeks.
The drug is the one President Donald Trump received when he was battling COVID just a few weeks ago. Britain announced Tuesday that travelers from abroad could face a shorter isolation period with a negative COVID-19 test days after their arrival. Current rules require 14 days of quarantine. Starting December 15th, travelers will have the option to pay for a test after 5 days, and if the test comes back negative, they'll be free to end their self-isolation. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte expressed his own concerns about Christmas, saying today that people should not plan to go on ski trips. Italy was one of the hardest-hit nations in the early stages of the pandemic, and on Monday became the sixth country in the world to surpass 50,000 deaths. General Motors is switching sides in the legal fight against California's right to set its own clean air standards, abandoning the Trump administration as the president's term nears its close. CEO Mary Barra said in a letter Monday to environmental groups that GM will no longer support the Trump administration in its defense against the lawsuit over the efforts in California. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.